MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit StanLib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting with Derek Masibi, CEO of StanLib. Derek, appreciate your time today. We've had a tough time in the last couple of weeks in South Africa, and of course the last year and a half with a pandemic. As a CEO of a large asset management company, and how do you think that perhaps asset managers in general can play a role in creating a better, securer future for our country and ultimately its people?
Thank you, Simon. As asset managers, our job is to mobilize and channel savings according to client needs. We look for financial returns, but at times we overlay those financial returns with certain social impacts to give a total return to our clients. As a result, if I look at the needs of the country at the moment, there are probably four or five key areas that we should be focusing on to create a secure future. The first one is that we have to be investing in our infrastructure. It is putting money into the real economy, and it's one of the sectors that has been shown to have a direct impact on economic growth and in the competitiveness of any country. The second area is lending, looking at lending into mainly entities that are involved in either infrastructure or small business type of funding. As asset managers, we cannot lend. It's very time-consuming for us to invest directly and lend directly to small and medium-sized enterprises, but supporting entities that create vehicles that invest in that is one option that we have as a as asset managers, to channel money to those entities that have created the right way of assessing the risk of mobilizing and rating and also collecting money from entrepreneurs.
You mentioned infrastructure. I want to come back to the other points, but you mentioned infrastructure in your two top points there. I mean, there's been talk around infrastructure, around Reg 28 and the like. I'm assuming that you're supportive of the spending into infrastructure, particularly from the asset managers and the retirement funds.
Absolutely. I think it's one asset class which has been demonstrated time and time again that it creates value for those who take a long-term view of it. Unfortunately, for most investors, they are looking for short-term returns, whereas in infrastructure, you are investing in assets which have got a long gestation period to get them to a point where they start generating cash flows. But once they do, those cash flows are stable, they are predictable, and often at times they actually increase in line or slightly ahead of inflation. So it's actually a wonderful asset class for those who've got a long-term perspective, and there's no reason why retirement funds should not be investing in it.
Yeah, and I mean, I appreciate your point. I mean, they are a long-term process. Investing in retirement is very much long-term. They also, it's not just, you know, if a fund I'm invested in invests into a, you know, a green energy power plant, a port, a road, whatever that infrastructure might be, the fund benefits, truthfully, the bigger picture is it's good for the economy, it's good for the country, it's you know, both in the immediate, the building, employment, but longer term as well.
Absolutely. I think you end up in a situation where, you know, we can have all our savings invested in areas which should not develop the areas that we live in. And so we can all have wonderful financial returns, but the community around us and the infrastructure around us is going to be crumbling. And in the long term, that's not sustainable.
Yeah. I cut you off to go down the infrastructure rabbit hole. You were talking around some of the roles that asset managers can play. You'd mentioned infrastructure. You'd mentioned lending, although some complexities. Some of the others where perhaps there's a role to play?
The third one is influencing policy direction.
Mm-hmm.
We have, if you're looking for how policy can be influenced on a evidence-based approach, which is doing research, getting economic thinking, etc. There's a lot of brain power that's sitting in the asset management industry, which has to be harnessed in terms of informing and, for that matter, influencing policy in the country. Obviously, it's very much dependent on the openness of the policymakers to engage and to be willing to entertain differing views. And you've got work in progress as far as that's concerned, in terms of getting some of the views to be accepted and to be implemented as part of a broader policy framework that could lead the country to a much more sustainable growth path.
Is there opportunity to sort of circle back, to provide sort of investment certainty? I mean, we've got social systems which are under pressure. The pandemic, the violence in Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal during mid-July. Is there opportunity to sort of bring some certainty and try and reduce some of that pressure?
Well, absolutely. I think in investment money in general thrives where there's certainty, and it goes where there's certainty, and it runs away from where there's no certainty. And so if you want to crowd in investment money, we've got to give some direction that over the medium to long term, what should the investors actually expect? And if investors feel that that is predictable, that is reliable, and that they can got a way of enforcing their rights in a judicial or a legal framework that supports that, then you'll probably crowd in money if you do that. Yeah. If you opt for the other one, which is policy is made on a whim, it changes every year or whatever, then money's going to run away from it. Because also money, generally investment money, is not short of opportunities. So you have to compete for those opportunities to actually come to you.
Yeah, I like that point. And a lot of that competition is around certainty. Even if we're not maybe agreeing 100%, certainty means I know what I'm getting myself in for. We'll leave it there. Derek Msebe, CEO of Stanlib, really appreciate your time today.
My name is Simon Brown. This is MoneyWeb Now, brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.
We all have different investment needs. Some of us want to preserve our money for retirement, and others to create wealth for the next generation. At Stanlib, we have a team of investment specialists that can help you achieve any investment goal. So whether your money is looking for more certainty, more return, or more impact through your investments, we have a solution for your investment needs, no matter the time horizon. Join us over the next few months as we provide insights into the solutions we offer to meet your money needs. To find out more, visit stanlib.com. or speak to your financial advisor. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. License number 719.